Would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video actually last Friday, and it had you talking at the socialist meeting.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally, and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
It was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly. No.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
No, good morning.
You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, the world at 5.
Blimey.
88.1 FM, The Wireless, weather.
Oh, just wipe the sleep from your eyes. It's time to look at the weather. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful morning this morning. And, I got up early this morning, 3:30, couldn't sleep. I had a good old snooze, actually went to bed early, 9 o'clock last night. Now, let's look at these extremes at the moment. Wettiyang has got the highest temperature right now, just 4 minutes past 5 with 20.1 degrees. Christchurch Central, 4.3, that's the lowest. And Nelson has 35 kilometres of wind blowing through there, and Hamilton has 3 millimetres of rain. Temperatures right across the main centre, Stewart Island, 7 degrees, Invercargill, 8. Dunedin, 9, Timaru, 8. Over at the Chathams, it's only 5 degrees this morning. Queenstown's 10 degrees. West Coast, Franz Josef, 9, and Westport, 11. A little further up the north there of the South Island, and Nelson has 15 degrees. Blenheim's on 14. Across the Cook Strait to Wellington, 14 degrees in Wellington. Masterton, 15. Napier, 14. Palmerston North, 13 degrees this morning. And New Plymouth is 15. Taupo and Rotorua on 13 and 16, respectively. Gisborne, oh, did I say Napier? Yes, 14 degrees. Gisborne 20 degrees, as we know, 20.1 actually, and Hamilton 16 degrees, Tauranga 19, Auckland as well has 19, 16 in Whangarei and Kaitaia, no reading again this morning, something's happened there. The short forecast for Northland to Taranaki, including the Coromandel, Bay of Plenty and the Central High Country. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay are also included in this. You've got occasional rain this morning with possibly heavy falls easing from the south this afternoon. For Wanganui to Wellington, also for the Wairarapa, cloudy with isolated showers north of Kapiti Coast at first. Rain developing this evening, possibly heavy and thundery with strong cold southerlies. For Marlborough and Canterbury, rain developing from Canterbury this morning and Marlborough this afternoon with cold southerlies. Thunderstorms possible from Marlborough this afternoon and evening, and then rain easing from the south this evening. Buller, Westland, Nelson as well, rain spreading north this morning, clearing from the south this afternoon. For Canterbury, Southland and Otago, showers with snow possibly down to 600 metres this morning. Showers clearing Otago this afternoon. Canterbury and Chatham Islands, rain developing this morning. There we are. An extended forecast for Saturday in the North Island, scattered rain or showers, clearing during the morning and afternoon, becoming fine. South Island on Saturday, occasional rain in the south, mainly fine elsewhere with isolated showers clearing in the morning. Sunday in the North Island, generally fine, but areas of cloud and one or two showers in the west. South Island on Sunday, scattered showers in the west and south, fine at first elsewhere, but cloud and isolated showers spreading north. Looking ahead to Monday and in the North Island, mostly fine at first, but showers developing in the south and east, scattered rain or showers in the South Island, clearing in the west and south later. And the Chatham Islands, cloudy periods with a few showers, turning to rain for a time Monday with westerly winds turning to southerly winds.
Now, there's another lefty losing it in the White House. Check out the Vice President's levels of delusion here.
So you're right, we have a lot of accomplishments, and I think what the American people want most in their leaders is that we actually get things done, and we have done it. We haven't taken adequate credit for it, frankly, and we got to do a better job of getting the word out about what we have accomplished and who did it.
And Joe Biden's campaign co-chair Jim Clyburn isn't making much sense either.
And what did he do? He created what we call the sort of act. A lot of people wonder.
They're laughing at you, mate.
To repair.
Yeah.
What was wrong?
That's right. Yeah. Well, they're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you.
88.1 FM, the wireless New Zealand news.
Right, New Zealand news. It's 7 minutes past 5 o'clock. Very good morning to you. It's the 15th today, 15th of March, in the year of our Lord 2022. Digger, turn that down. All right, sorry, mate. Yeah, sorry. And now, let's see. Unambiguous Luxon versus irrelevant Hipkins leaders trade barbs from the regions. Labour and National are taking time to reflect after the coalition government's first 100 days, and the leaders are looking at the next steps and engaging in a bit of verbal sparring there yesterday. Old carriages blighting Taumarui are being scrapped. Work has begun on getting rid of the old Auckland commuter trains blighting a central North Island town, which is Taumarui, once famous for its railway. Oh, you used to stop and have a pie at Taumarui. And Palmerston North pupil spits on the ground near David Seymour. ACT leader David Seymour said that a pupil spat on the ground in front of him during a school visit in Palmerston North. There, take that. A government science agency to cut staff focusing on making money. One of the country's top research organisations is proposing to cut staff and focus on science projects that actually make a quid. Kiwis pull out of SXSW Festival in the United States. Two New Zealand artists have cancelled appearances in a major US music festival in protest at the event's defence industry sponsors. And the plane's wing, apparently, you know that one that we dipped down and injured all those people this week? Well, apparently it was heavily tanked before the plunge. New images have emerged of the LATAM plane, which plunged without warning on Auckland-bound flight, showing the wing heavily covered in tape, sticky tape, just days before the terrifying incident. And South is set to shiver as the wintry blast hits. The South is in for some chilly nights over the next few days as a blast of polar air moves up the country. And Laura Dickinson, that's the one that killed her three children. She has been, the sentence date is, I think it's set for June. The South African doctor convicted of murdering her three young daughters will be sentenced in June, yes. Almost a year after the high-profile case. Gosh, it just seems like the other day we were talking about that. Government suspends significant natural areas requirement. Well, it's about that. Now, they haven't actually got rid of it altogether. They promised in their campaign, in their 100 days, they said that they would repeal it. But they haven't. All they've done is pushed it out. Government is suspending a requirement for councils to map and impose significant natural areas under the environmental protection laws for 3 years. So they're just going to push it out for 3 years, telling councils not to bother. And a man who beat his partner to death has been acquitted of murder. A man who beat his partner to death, then cleaned the blood off her, changed her clothes, hugged her and apologised, and then called 111, has been cleared of her murder and instead found guilty of manslaughter. Now, tax question hangs over Labour as Hipkins looks to rebuild the Labour Party. Labour's annual retreat started with the leader Chris Hipkins targeting the government, but the party faces a tough challenge of setting out its own vision, particularly on tax. And hoax threats spark evacuation of an Auckland school. An East Auckland school, I think it's Botany Downs, this is a secondary school, they've increased the police presence there around the campus after an evacuation yesterday morning. Might just check that out before we go any further. East Auckland Secondary School, yes, Botany Downs Secondary School told students and parents to stay away from school due to a threat. A message on the school's website from Principal Karen Brinsden said police had established it was a hoax. As a precaution, we have put in place action moving forward and the police will increase external patrols around the school and local area over the next few days, the message read. Classes have resumed at Brinsden thanks students and staff for their cooperation. It comes a day after another Auckland school was evacuated after students were threatened a fellow student with a bomb. Oh yeah, I'll chuck this bomb at you. Don't you say that to me or I'll chuck this bomb at you. Now, we used to have stink bombs. That was about the only bombs we ever had. Remember them? You wet them. And they stink. They grow on trees, these stink bomb, we used to call them. I think they They're sort of a summertime thing. Western Springs College yesterday dismissed all students at 1:30 p.m. Actually, that would have been Wednesday. Principal Ivan Davies said the school, the police bomb squad and dogs swept the building. They found no evidence of a bomb, and all is well. This is one of those things where we have to take all the necessary precautions, because if you don't, you know, you risk a lot. Classes at the college resumed yesterday, Thursday. The threats come after a spate of threatening emails were sent to almost 100 schools, churches, hospitals and other public buildings over 3 weeks late last year. Schools around the country were closed and evacuated due to those threats. It's understood police are yet to identify those responsible. At the time, police said that they were confident that the emails were sent from the same source and not targeted at any particular community group, not targeted at the Muslims, because they never would be. It would be the other way around. They did not believe that there were any real threats to the organisations. Just before Christmas, police said that they would no longer be providing information on non-specific mass email threats, probably because they've found out who these people are and they don't want to publicise it. There was no apparent risk to the public safety, they said. The threatening emails have caused significant and unnecessary concern to public services over the last month. In some recent cases, services have been disrupted due to needless evacuations. Police would continue to take all reported threats seriously and release information when necessary for public safety, according to a police spokesman. There. It's 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll be back in a moment with more news from around New Zealand.
Breaking news from batshit bonkers Britain, where Labour have finally decided to withdraw their support from their candidate in Rochdale, a gentleman called Azhar Ali. He was saying things that were frightfully popular with the Muslim massive up there and the Palestinian, pro-Palestinian mob he represents, things like Jews were responsible for October the 9th and other wildly anti-Semitic stuff. He would have got elected for sure, but finally Keir Starmer thinks it might not do the PR of the Labour Party too much good, so they've pulled their support. In other news, the Sussexes have rebranded to Sussex.com with a big picture of Meghan on the front of their website. I mean, lipstick and pigs come to mind, doesn't it? You can take a cheap actress, you could have her cosplaying as a devoted girlfriend to Bagger Royal, but ultimately you're still left with a trailer trash cheap actress. And finally, it's February the 13th. Brooklyn Beckham has a new recipe. It's called a pancake, and it involves eggs and flour and milk. Who'd have thought? That's it from Batshit Bonkers Britain.
Katie Hopkins, 14 minutes past 5. You're with Grant Edwards at The World at 5. Welcome along to the program. 15th of March today. If you're having a birthday, happy birthday. We'll have a look and see what happened on this day in history. From memory, it was the 2nd Division and the 6th Division over 1945. I think it was 45. It was 45 or 44. We'll find out anyway at Monte Cassino when they finally took Monte Cassino. And the Maori Battalion too, they played an instrumental role in that. And I know I've got first-hand information on that because my first boss, Bert Anton, he was an officer at the New Zealand Defence Force during the Second World War, and he was there. Isn't it wonderful you're able to rub shoulders with these blokes? All right. Now, let's go and look at some more national news. And a New Zealand health worker claims that she was banned from using Kiora. New Zealand Health, Te Wataora, what's that, New Zealand Health, staff member claimed that to her manager... he banned her from using Kiora and Ngā Mihi in emails to patients after two non-Māori women screamed they were offended by the use of Māori language. They call it Te Reo now. And the coach wife has been accused of stealing kids' rugby trip cash. A couple accused of stealing money destined for kids, the rugby trip, has been charged with theft after parents took their suspicions to the police. And a rare UFO... A UFO cloud has eyes on the skies. The truth is out there. A UFO cloud has been seen in Auckland's north. It was not the work of aliens, but a rare meteorological phenomenon, apparently. And a woman horrified to find youths, mutilating and killing eels. Well, they've obviously never been to the freezing works. A resident was horrified to catch a group of youth. They were young boys. Boys do that. We're out on the farm and there's some kids. They were hacking away at a blooming eel because they run across the land, eels. They'll actually go across land, these things. They can actually walk. They sort of squirm along. They were mutilating, killing eels. Women. Body found in a bag, Auckland, identified as a small Asian woman. I knew a little Asian. Police say that the person whose body was found in the bag in Gulf Harbour was a small Asian of a woman of Asian descent, and they are treating it as a homicide. More details on Garaman's shoplifting have emerged. Newly released court documents have revealed details about which items a former member of Parliament, Gauris Garaman, stole and how she stole it. We'll look at that with others as well. The Otago Daily Times at the moment. Copper wire thieves, they risk being electrocuted. Probably not a bad idea. Thieves are dicing with death and causing significant power cuts, scaling high voltage lines to pinch copper for scrap metal, and police need help in identifying them. A second New Zealand avalanche victim named, a Kiwi adventure company owner, has been named as the second New Zealander who died in an avalanche while backcountry skiing in Japan this week. His name is Joshua Sallins. Sallins, and he's the fella, he's a Kiwi Adventure Company owner, and he was 33, and everyone's heartbroken. Also, Isabella Bolton as well, she was 21, died in that tragic accident there in Japan. Okay, let's keep moving. It is 17 minutes past five. Gosh, time flies, doesn't it? We better look at rural news.
88.1 FM, the wireless rural news.
All right, we'll move across to the Farmers Weekly now, and I'll give you a bit of an idea as what's going on there, the Farmers Weekly. And we've got Digger, it's just too loud, mate. I can't talk over that. Sorry. That better? Yep, that's better. Thank you very much. Now, fire sparks questions about the Department of Conservation choices. A blaze at North Otago Reserve threatens farmland. We've got some local farmers that got a bit upset, and they were communicating with the Department of Conservation and they weren't paying any attention. They said, well, that area needs to be grazed, and they didn't want to graze it because apparently there was a rare plant there that they wanted to protect. So management of the Department of Conservation skipped down too far. Yeah, there we go. It is the Department of Conservation land something going on with the website over at Farmers Weekly that X pops up every now and then. You've got to click on it before it'll give you the full word. Anyway, it has come into question following the vegetation fire in North Otago that threatened neighbouring farmland. Federated Farmers North Otago Dairy Chair Otto Doggedrom, he has a runoff as part of the dairy farming operation for his young stock adjacent to the block of the DOC, the Department of Conservation Reserve. That's the land that went up in flames over the weekend, and early March that was. The fire was one of several in the Tindary Dry region over that period. This didn't need to happen, Dogterom, that's an interesting name, it said. For 5 years, the land has not been grazed, and I've always been saying it is a fire risk and it needs to be grazed. And 2 years ago, I again offered to graze it for Doc, no charge. But they had their reasons. Now it's come to this, and it's been putting farmland at risk. Yeah, and it's shocking, really. They should have listened to the farmers, but they wanted to protect onga onga or something. I don't know, some plant they wanted to protect. The government calls adverse event for dry top of the south. See, that's what he was saying, actually, when I looked at that story before. They were trying to say that the reason why there's all these fires is because of climate change. But there's nothing to do with that. They just weren't grazing the land properly. So half the problem actually is caused by Doc, and the other half with the leftist half wits there, the greenies. Anyway, a declaration will provide support. This is the top of the South Island, Marlborough. The declaration will provide support, tax breaks for struggling farmers because of the adverse event. And the New Zealand Shareholders Association, they've weighed into the Wrightson's PGG board battle. One of the worst cases of board interference in the last few years, says Shareholders Association, because it's been trying to be taken over by the Chinese. The blooming Chinese, this Chinaman trying to run our country. Marlborough officials to meet on draft call as stock water is in short supply and rivers increasingly are under pressure. Well, not underwater pressure. They're under pressure because they are low. CCC warns of a critical ETS oversupply. The latest advice from Climate Change Commission advises government to reduce auction volumes as soon as possible. The ruby red kiwi fruit is set to hit the milestone record. 3,600 tonnes. Isn't that brilliant? It's heading for a million trays this third year of commercial production. And, of course, Side, that's the South Island Side to mark a quarter century with a cracking conference. That's right. That's all kicked off. New Zealand's largest dairy conference aims to empower farmers through education, networking opportunities, and rural confidence is rising apparently from rock bottom. Federated farmers remain optimistic as the survey results show that growing farmers' confidence despite challenging times. There we are. That is rural news for you. We'll be back in a moment with some international news.
Quick 60 seconds on Piers Morgan and two things that are getting confused. Opinions versus freedom of speech. Does Piers Morgan have the right to have an opinion?
Haven't we heard all this?
Should he be able to?
We've heard all this. Give me something new, Katie. Something new.
When the wife asks, why do you need another motorcycle?
For two reasons. One, to...
You're listening to Grant Edwards.
He doesn't know.
88.1 FM. The Wireless. Mm. The World at 5.
Yeah. This has to be one of the best videos I've seen this entire week.
Dear leftists, I'm very happy to take part in this debate about democracy in Europe. So let me give you some example of very major democracy in Poland. Polish nation rejected...
This is the Polish Prime Minister.
...rejected you, dear leftists, 8 times. 8 times in a row you have lost elections in Poland. So get used to it, because you're gonna lose again. Yeah. Let me give you some data about Poland and Polish democracy. The lowest unemployment in European Union is Poland. The highest GDP after COVID in European Union is Poland. One of the lowest debts in European Union is Poland. So don't give us this rubbish. We don't need your doctors. We don't need your engineers. Take them all and pay for them, because there's a zero terrorist attacks in Poland. Why? Because there is no illegal migration in Poland. Hmm. So don't give me this look.
Anyway, don't give me that. Polish Prime Minister there, isn't he great? Now we're looking at world news and hang on.
88.1 FM, The Wireless, international news.
I just got a look of disapproval from Digger there, because we didn't play that. He gets all ready. He's all ready with his buttons and everything. And aren't you, mate?
Yeah, ready with the buttons.
Okay, well, let's do some international news then. We're over at AP News. APnews.com is where you'll find them. And families of hostages held in Gaza despair as Ramadan ceasefire deadline passes. With each passing day, the relatives of hostages held in Gaza since October the 7th face deepening despair. Other news, Indonesian presidential rivals plan to contest official election results with allegations of fraud. The camps of the two presidential candidates who appear to have lost in Indonesia's election last month say they plan to challenge the official results at the Constitutional Court with allegations of widespread fraud. And Catalonia calls an early regional election that could add to Spain's political uncertainty. The regional president of Catalonia has called an early election May 12th after his minority government failed to pass a budget for Spain's wealthy northeastern region that includes Barcelona. And after a deadly Russian airstrike in Ukraine, a Russian missile strike in central Ukraine killed several of the aftermath. They've got some photos there. If you go to apnews.com, you can see the footage there. Russian missile strike in central Ukraine killed several people and wounded 43, including 12 children, Ukrainian officials have said. Hard to tell whether that's true or not. It doesn't. It could all just be actors there standing around the camera. They do that. Doesn't look too bad. I don't see any real damage. Anyway. You just don't know, do you? You just don't know what you look at stuff. My mother used to say, she said, Grant? She said, Grant? I said, yes, Mummy. She said to me, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see. Now, Geert Wilders, he says it's constitutionally wrong that he had to sacrifice his leadership ambitions. Yeah. And Europe asks Google, Facebook, TikTok and other platforms how they're reducing regenerative AI risks. Nearly 500 victims of church sex abuse in France have received financial compensation. Now, they say church sex abuse, but it'll be the Roman Catholic Church. They are head and shoulders above everybody else when it comes to church sex abuse. Let's have a look, see if it's Notre Dame. There we are. Yeah, hundreds of victims of child sex abuse by priests. There we are, you see, priests.
priest, you killed the old priest. Yeah. Come around the back here with me, little girl. Little boy. It's a little boy, isn't it? They go for the boys. Church representatives have received financial compensation so far in France's Catholic Church under a sweeping reparations program. An independent body in charge of the process said on Thursday. An annual report by the Independent National Authority of Recognition and Reparation said 1,351 victims came forward and claimed compensation. It'd be a lot more than that. That's just in France. And they came forward and seek psychological support in an effort to recover from childhood trauma. The money will help. The average, I don't know how money could help, but oh, they say, money can't really help, can't buy your happiness. An average age of victims who have come forward is 61. So it was obviously rampant in the 60s. Aye, 60s and 70s, they'd be, you know, fiddling, kiddie fiddling. Of them, 66% of men, 34% of women, she said. The claims process started in 2022. So far, the Reparations Authority has approved compensation claims of 489 victims, only 489 out of the 1,300-odd. Of those, 88 people were granted a maximum of 60,000 euros, $65,000. And last year, 358 victims' compensation claims were approved, with each individual granted an average amount of 35,310 euros, according to the report. France's Catholic Bishops' Conference agreed to provide reparations after the... Well, they've got plenty of money. The Vatican's the richest state in the world. They've got all the money. It all come from Babylon. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Grecian Empire, Roman Empire, it all went to Rome. The harlot. They went to Rome, The Woman Rides the Beast. That's a good book to read, actually, A Woman Rides the Beast by Dave Hunt. He's now with the Lord, but hey, that's a good book. Get hold of that one. Now, I think you can get that through chick.com, like chicken, but chick.com. I'm sure you can find that book by Dave Hunt. Well worth reading. Just, you know, it tells you why it's all full of sex, you know, sex and, you know, just, you know, perversion. It's because, you know, that's how it was. That's basically what Babylonian goddess worship is all based on, Venus. Venereal disease. I mean, that's where it all comes from. It is just basically perversion. It is just a religion of sex, and the Roman Catholic Church is the modern-day version of the Babylonian goddess worship. France's Catholic Bishops' Conference agreed to provide reparation after the 2021 report estimated that some 330 children... Why are they only paying out small amounts? Only a small number of kids. 330,000 children were sexually abused over 70 years by priests and other church-related figures, and apparently there's been some nuns that have been added as well. Oh, gosh, it's awful, isn't it? The estimates are based on the broader research by France's National Institute of Health and Medical Research into sexual abuse of children. The report described by a systematic cover-up by church officials and urged French Catholic Church to respect the rules of the law of France. Once the reparations authority approves the financial compensation, each case is sent to a special fund financed by the church for payment. The majority of those who reached out to the authority in 2023 reported very serious crimes, including being repeatedly raped. Oh, gosh, I can't even read it. In 39% of the cases, the abuses continued for more than a year, and in 12% of the cases, the abusers psychologically manipulated the victims for up to 5 years after the last physical assault, according to the report. Victims were between 6 and 15 years old, and they were abused, according to the report. Reparations also include non-financial support, such as help for victims to write down their stories, meetings with local church representatives, or installing a plaque in memory of the victims. Give them some money. Pay them out some money. You've got truckloads of it. Truckloads of money. You know, they love their money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Yes. Some 780 victims are now being assisted by the authority. It's not enough. Not enough. They all need millions of dollars each. And they can afford it. These flippin' perverted priests and nuns in the Roman Catholic Church. I'm losing my cool here. I'll be back in a minute.
Do not be intimidated either by the political caste or by parasites who live off the state. Do not surrender to political...
This is Javier Milei. He's the new leader of Argentina. He's brilliant. We'll cue him up again, Digger.
Right, cue him up. Cuco, go now. Through now.
Do not be intimidated either by the political class or by parasites who live off the state. Do not surrender to a political class that only wants to stay in power and retain its privileges. Do not surrender to the advance of the state. The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonists of this story. And rest assured that as from today, Argentina is your staunch, unconditional ally. Thank you very much, and long live freedom. Damn it.
Long live freedom. Damn it. Liz, could this guy get any better? And Klaus Schwab, he must have been squirming in his seat.
Absolutely. Milei literally climbed into the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
Just to implode. There was a lot of people disappointed that Milei was going to the WEF at all. It was like, why is this guy visiting Davos? This is exactly why he did it. He did a Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he did. He did a Ricky Gervais. He gave him a good old rev up, didn't he? 28 minutes away from 6, 28 to 6 it is. We're still now over at the apnews.com and we are looking at the regions now in Europe. We already talked about Geert Wilders, didn't we? He says that it's constitutionally wrong that he had to sacrifice his leadership. And Europe asked Google, Facebook, didn't I read all this? Didn't I? So where did it get up to? 6. Got up to 6 in the Roman Catholic Church. Didn't I? Hang on, let's go back here. I want to find out what's going on. Oh, I see what's happened. Okay, now we'll just look at the regions. I'll give you the headlines from the regions. Europe asks Google, Facebook, TikTok and other platforms how they're reducing regenerative AI risks. And nearly 500 victims of... Oh, that's the one we got to there. Survivors of a Mediterranean rescue say about 60 people died on the trip from Libya. Aid groups report. Moving over to Asian now, Asian news, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, he test drives a new tank and orders troops to prepare for war. Thousands of Indian farmers protest in New Delhi demanding a law guaranteeing minimum crop prices and denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional according to Japanese High Court. I wouldn't have thought they'd say that. Three Hong Kong activists behind the Tiananmen vigil lose bid to overturn conviction. Looking at other news. Oh, hang on. Something happened there. Ooh, what happened there? Just a minute. I'll have to do a quick refresh. Just stand by. One moment, please. 26 minutes away from 6. And we're over at AP News. And Grant has lost his marbles. No, he has lost. All I did was try and get rid of a video that was going over the top of some text that I couldn't read. Yes, Latin America now. We're in Latin America. And a plan to install new leaders in Haiti appears to crumble after political parties reject it. Women blast through gender barriers at Colombia's emerald mines, but struggle to emerge from poverty. What does that mean? Oh, forget it. This is a woman. Women going nuts. The Virgin of Charity unites all Cubans. Apparently they've got that wooden statue up there at Santeria. It's back on the island again. I think we looked, this is old news, but Kenya's president reaffirms commitment to deploy police force in Haiti and help the quelling of gang violence. Over to the Middle East, and a report claims Yemen's Houthis have a hypersonic missile, possibly raising stakes in the Red Sea crisis. Oh dear. Turkey's top diplomat visits Iraq and seeks support against the Kurdish militant group, the terrorists there, the Muslim terrorists probably. Israel says it plans to direct Palestinians out of Rafah ahead of anticipated offensive. Lebanese French officials float a plan to rebuild Beirut port nearly 4 years after the huge explosion. Over in Africa, and many countries are bouncing back from the plandemic, but the poorest are not, according to UN officials. A Nigerian leader rules out of ransom. Well, Nigerian leader rules out ransoms for abducted students as observers urge dialogue. Two men accused of murdering three Egyptian Coptic monks near appear in court in South Africa. That was yesterday. And African court foreign minister, South Africa's foreign minister says citizens fighting with Israeli forces in Gaza will be arrested. You're not allowed to do that. Survivors of a Mediterranean rescue say about 60 people have died on the trip from Libya. We got that. That was old news, isn't it? Oh, was it Africa? Oh, they must have had that in the main news. And news from the United States of America. The United States has its first large offshore wind farm. Oh, just nonsense. Get the coal going. Come on, just get into it there. God's provided you with all this wonderful coal after the flood. All those trees turn into coal. They do. And it doesn't take thousands, millions of years either. It doesn't take very long at all because they just have to go down, down where there's no oxygen. And it has to be moisture, and the heat, of course, it's heat because it's into the ground, and that all turns to coal, and that's how you get coal, and it's quick, and it's just wonderful, and it's regenerative. The Wisconsin ruling on the Catholic charities raised the bar of religious tax exemptions. It's Supreme Court Justices Barrett and Sotomayor. Ideological opposites unite to promote civility. A death of a non-binary teen. Non-binary teen, what's that? It's a boy or a girl? What sex is it? Nex Benedict after school fight is ruled a suicide, medical examiner says. A storm carrying massive gorilla hail hits parts of Kansas and Missouri. That is news from the United States. And have we got any other news? More news. U.S. sanctions three Israeli West Bank settlers and their outposts for violence against Arabs. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a group of three extremist Israeli West Bank settlers who are accused of harassing and attacking Arabs in an attempt to pressure them to leave their land. You get out because we don't want you because you might kill us. Because that's what happened on October the 7th, wasn't it? Like, my heart goes out to the settlers. They're the brave ones. They're the ones following the Bible. The Bible says God will give them all the land, all of it, including Gaza, belongs to the Jews. A young Belarusian woman who died after an attack in Warsaw was laid to rest. The young woman who died after being attacked and raped in central Warsaw. Oh, nasty. And British High Court rules Australian computer science, not mysterious Bitcoin founder, as he claims. Britain's High Court has ruled that an Australian computer scientist is not, as he claims, the mysterious creator of the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah, because it was interesting. I wonder who created that. US Commerce Secretary hails progress at the year's first meeting of the Indo-Pacific Trade Group. US Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo has praised the progress made by 14 countries in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity after the group held a ministerial meeting to discuss proposed guidelines for regional commerce. And the Republic of Congo reports its first monkeypox virus case. Oh, God. Give me strength. The health ministry says the Republic of Congo has recorded its first case of monkeypox, and you know what? And if you follow the science, it'll be a fake PCR test or a rat test anyway. Croatian parliament, they dissolve to pave the way for paramilitary election. Parliamentary. That's what they need, probably a paramilitary parliamentary election later this year. Croatia. Oh, kakasi, dobra fala, yeah, I know a little Croatian. Croatia's parliament has dissolved to pave the way for a parliamentary election later this year. All 143 of the total 151 lawmakers present all the season's votes. Voted in favour. You're reading. Terrible. 151 out of 151 lawmakers present at the session voted in favour of the move. What move was that? Gosh, I lost the gist of it. Well, they're paving the way for a parliamentary election later this year. There we are. Pope acknowledges criticism, health issues, but says in upcoming memoir, he has no plans to retire. Pope Francis, the old pervert, says that he has no plans to resign and isn't suffering from any health problems other than mental disorder. Germany's parliament rejects a new opposition call to send Taurus missiles to Ukraine. German lawmakers have rejected a new call by the opposition for the government to send the Taurus long-range cruise missiles to the Ukraine, a day after the Chancellor Olaf Scholz defends his refusal to supply the weapons.
Former officer with the East Germany secret police goes on trial for a border killing in 1974. An 8-year-old former... sorry. That's better. An 8-year-old... You probably think, you're disgraced. Look, it's just... It's all just... It's just... It's just acting, okay? I'm not really coughing my ring out. The 80-year-old former officer with the communist East Germany secret police, the Stasi, has gone on trial over killing of the Polish men at the border crossing that divided Berlin's... This is 50 years ago. Man, oh dear. And Dupa Lipa, SZA, that's a band, isn't it? Oh, yeah, and Shania Twain to lead this year's Gastonbury Festival, Gastonbury Festival in June. Organisers, well, why don't you pre-read it? Oh, because I haven't got time. I'm not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to read all this. Organisers of the Gastonbury Festival have announced the lineup so far for arguably the world's most famous music festival. Oh, okay. That's going to be good, isn't it? A decade later, Liberians. Is it Liberians? Remember those who died at the Ebola outbreak? Libya. Oh, they call them not Liberians. Liberians. Yeah, there they are. And they are gathering to mark the decade since the country was hit by a devastating Ebola outbreak, another fake one, that killed more than 10,000 people. All these people were is just really badly, they were in bad condition. That's what it is. Because you can be fit and healthy and nothing happens to you in these, apparent with these sort of Ebola things. It's just nonsense. 10,000 people in West Africa added to the region's economic and political troubles. That's what they say. It killed more than 10,000. 10,000 people that are malnourished, food poisoning from drinking poisoned water, those sorts of things, cholera, bad sanitary, all those things. Now, who was it? My son sent it to me yesterday. Florence Nightingale. She wrote in a book that he's reading at the moment, actually. It's a homeopathic book. And she said, basically, I wonder if I could find that little quote from Florence Nightingale. I'll be back in a moment. I'll dig it out. Get back to the turntable. Where's the turntable, Digger?
River to the sea, Palestine needs to be free from the occupation, which is illegal.
What's the river?
I forgot the river's name, but the sea is the Red Sea.
It's the river and the sea that everybody's chanting about.
I think it's the Black Sea and the river on the other side of Gaza.
Okay, so it's the Black Sea and the river on the other side of Gaza.
The Palestinian genocide, it's just awful.
What about the hostages? Do you know about the hostages?
Unfortunately, I'm not that educated about that part.
Chocolate is not allowed. Wedding dresses are not allowed. It's been this way for over 15 years.
It's a genocide. It's not about Hamas. It's not.
How is it not about Hamas?
It's not about Hamas. Isn't even there.
Isn't where? Hamas isn't where?
Even Gaza.
Hamas is not in Gaza. The Jews are in Gaza.
The Jews?
Are there hostages in Gaza right now?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I got this from someone else.
He gave it to you. Yeah. Do you know what it means?
Okay, 16 minutes away from 6 and I've found it. I've scrolled through. It's a message he sent me just yesterday. My son, he says, this is Florence Nightingale. So her personal experience gave rise to opinions that are understandable in the light of Beauchamp's microsomia doctrine, with thus gains a confirmation from her recounting of nature's everyday lessons. It seems that disease-causing entities create disease states dependent upon bad hereditary, bad air, bad food, vicious living, and so forth, and provided our ancestry be good, our surroundings sanitary and our habits hygienic, our physical status lies chiefly in our own keeping for good or evil, as our wills may determine. Instead of being at the mercy of extraneous enemies, it rests principally with ourselves as to whether our anatomical elements, the microbes, shall continue on the on an even tenor of their way when they their basic condition is healthy or from a change of environment or their immediate surroundings develop morbidity, producing bad fermentative effects and other bodily calamities. Thus, while our own shortcomings are first reflected on them, so their ensuing corruption afterwards revenges upon itself. And that was Florence Nightingale, I think. I thought it said Florence Nightingale. Well, there was one he sent me. It said Florence. Maybe it's the next one back. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She saw it, you know. She saw things were kept tidy, you kept clean, you lived well, you ate good food and drank clean water. Nothing could touch you. No, none of these so-called germs. We've all got microbes in our bodies. And if you want to know more about this germ theory nonsense and how it's just a complete scam and all the antibiotics, they don't actually work. People think they work, but they don't work. They actually work. They actually do work. They work to destroy the body. They are antibiotic, anti-life. So they don't help you at all. Long term, very bad. And if you go to drsambailey.com, Dr. S-A-M, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, she's got all the information over there with her website, Dr. Sam Bailey. And also make sure you get a copy of Virus Mania. And then you'll know the truth instead of being willingly ignorant, eh? We don't want to be willingly ignorant, do we? We want to be informed. And to do that, sometimes you have to rethink your preconceptions, your presuppositions. Quite often they are wrong. Okay, we're going to go over to Radio New Zealand. I'm going to pick up the 5 o'clock news. We'll do that in just a moment. I'll be back in a moment.
So that's where England's at. We now have all of these towns and major cities that are completely taken over by a densely packed Muslim population who control housing. We have a Muslim housing association in London. So we cannot access that housing. There's a Muslim police association in London. It's not one like you have. You have the pretend Muslim police, don't you? You have the pretend NYPD cars. Ours is real. The Muslim Police Association. And before you know it, you have this dual policing system that starts off, and that's not a good thing to witness. So I'll give you one example. In a place called Glasgow, it is a rough end of Glasgow. There's a densely packed Muslim population. It's the middle of the day, 4 o'clock, and out onto the street comes a woman. She's all aflame. She's all lit up, and she's screaming, "Help me, help me." And a guy hears her and he runs out. He's in a garage where he's working. He manages to find water. She's on the grass now, laid down. And he manages to throw water on her and puts her out. And I have pictures still of the grass where they picked her up and put her in the ambulance, all black and burnt. That part of Glasgow is under Sharia. It's under Muslim policing. They did a statement. The police said there were no suspicious circumstances. And the local mosque, despite the fact there was no other comment to be made by the police, the mosque said it was one of our sisters. It was not a hate crime, so people don't need to be concerned. But a good Muslim doesn't gossip about what happens to a sister. Now, when you start with that kind of policing happening, then all of your faith in your country is very easily diluted. The reason 2,000 of our young white girls were raped in one town alone, Rotherham, was because when the girls went to the police didn't want to be called Islamophobic. When the girls told the social workers, they didn't want to be called racist. The girls were pushed away, turned away. No, you must be wrong. Some of them were from care homes, so they just weren't believed. And in the end, 2,000 girls were raped by gangs of majority Pakistani Muslim men. I was referred to the police. I was investigated for calling these rape squads majority Pakistani Muslim rape squads, and it wasn't looking too good for me until statistics came out on it, and it was revealed that they were actually majority Pakistani Muslim rape squads. So I'll take that one. But this is where the police come in. The police are now a legitimate arm of the government silencing machine. There is a hate crime unit that Sadiq Khan has set up to police Twitter, specifically my Twitter. And I have been arrested and interviewed under caution by the Major Crime and Homicide Command, two men in a cell with a tape recorder, for a column I wrote in the newspaper about migrants, because it was seen as hate speech. Luckily, that wasn't referred, and I got away with that. But they are cracking down fast. My children are referred to social services. So people that are against me or want to shut me up will ring social services about my children. So we've had them to the house 3-4 times, and I respect that. I'm glad, because if someone's in trouble, I want them to be found out. The only thing I wonder is, where were social services for those 2,000 girls in Rotherham when they needed some help? Why is it that it would be believable if it was something to do with me?
There we are, Katie Hopkins, 8 minutes away from six. We'll go to Radio New Zealand now and have a listen to their 5 o'clock bulletin. Then we'll be back with Sky News, the latest from Sky News.
RNZ News at 5. Mōrena. I'm Todd Zaner. Today, Canterbury's Muslim community will gather for its largest ever commemoration of the Christchurch mosque shootings. 51 worshippers were killed after a gunman opened fire at Al Nur Mosque and the Linwood Islamic Centre on March the 15th, 2019. This year's anniversary coincides with Jumu'ah, the mandatory Islamic Friday prayer, which the terrorist targeted 5 years ago. It also falls in the holy month of Ramadan. Abdul Razak from the Federation of Islamic Associations says the communities from both mosques will come together to remember the victims of the attacks and the survivors. He says they'll be joined by political leaders and first responders. SpaceX launched the world's most powerful rocket, Starship, for the third time this morning. The spacecraft made it further into the test flight than ever, marking a major win for the company before it was lost. SpaceX is now looking to gather data on the re-entry. SpaceX routinely frames failures during these early test flights as normal. More than half of all lung cancers are not diagnosed until after an emergency department visit, when it's often too late. A new report by the Cancer Control Agency shows the extent of post-ED cancer diagnosis in New Zealand, which has the highest rate of 8 comparable countries. When cancer is not diagnosed until after an ED visit, it's often more advanced and the chances of dying from it are much higher. One of the worst examples in the report is lung cancer, which is worse for Māori, with 67% needing an ED admission to be diagnosed. Oncology professor Chris Jackson says the report shows it's too slow to see specialists and get vital tests. Auckland's rail operators are promising less disruption thanks to a new control centre opened in Ellerslie. The control centre will bring railway operators from Auckland One Rail, Kiwi Rail and Auckland Transport into one house, which they say will make responses to network breaks speedier. Minister for Transport Simeon Brown opened the new control centre at Ellerslie and says it'll make a difference for commuters. He says Aucklanders were sick and tired of the blame game for faults. He also announced a review of the Metropolitan Rail operating model, looking at new options, including user pays systems. Israel has announced plans to push ahead with an offensive against Hamas in Gaza's overcrowded Rafah city, despite widespread international concern about the safety of civilians. It plans to move nearly 1.5 million displaced Palestinians in the city to the middle of the Gaza Strip. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from Jerusalem.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari from the Israel Defense Forces used this expression, humanitarian islands. Now, not too much more detail about that, about how they would work, about how logistically all of those people would be moved back to the center of the strip. But that use of the word islands is an interesting one, because of course central Gaza is now in many ways a wasteland. The homes that people there used to live in have been destroyed. The issue of transporting people would be problematic. And of course there's still no timescale on this, and moving civilians back to the centre of the strip would take at least weeks, possibly longer.
And in sport, NRL rugby league action from last night, the Brisbane Broncos beat the South City Rabbitohs, 28-18, in front of a crowd of 35,000 at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane last night. And that's the news.
Thank you very much. 4 minutes away from six, and now we go to Sky News Australia.
When you can point me to an industry, to a platform that reaches 250 million people a month, virtually 9 out of 10 Americans, That's real. That's substantive. That's important. And that reach and that touch point and that daily reinforcement, it's an amazing place to be able to communicate messages. That's massive.
To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
When news breaks.
Winds gusting 60 and 80 knots out there.
We take you there.
5,000 requests for help.
Live.
It's going to come up around about my waist if I continue to stand here.
First, with breaking news.
Open the front door and thought, oh my God.
Trees that have fallen, cars that have been caught up in flooding water.
Anytime.
We're just going to take you live now to Parliament House.
Anywhere.
Live now to outer space via NASA.
Breaking news happens here. This is Sky News.
A man has suffered burns during a unit fire in Sydney's southwest. The blaze broke out on the third floor of a 10-storey Bankstown complex at about 6:30 this morning. Firefighters rushed into the smoke-filled room where around 40 residents had to be evacuated. The New South Wales government is demanding the federal government give the state its fair share. It comes after revelations that the state is set to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in the latest GST carve-up. New South Wales Treasurer Daniel Mookie voiced his concerns about how New South Wales will be disadvantaged by these changes. Independent MPs say the government needs to revisit the process to ensure New South Wales doesn't miss out on necessary funding. Cooking staples could soon be in short supply at the supermarket as tumultuous weather hampers production. Potato shortages are expected after rain stalled planting in Victoria and Tasmania, while heat conditions impacted planting of the vegetable in Western Australia. Egg supply is also expected to suffer after flooding as fires and bird flu in Western Australia has reduced production. The warnings follow current beetroot and local soft drinks shortages. A new study has shown a simple saliva test can show a woman's likelihood of producing twins, as well as identifying underlying fertility issues. A study led by Brisbane's QIMR Berghofer Institute used independent research from several nations, including the UK and America. 8,265 mothers of non-identical twins and 264,000 controls were done. Seven genes were regulated and studied. Women who conceived twins are at the top end of the fertility scale. A US Congress has voted in favour of new legislation which could lead to the social media app TikTok being banned in the United States. Lawmakers allege the app has strong links to the Chinese Communist Party and say it's about keeping Americans safe. The bill still needs to pass the Senate to become law, but President Joe Biden says he will support the legislation. There is some doubt if the bill will succeed, given America is the app's largest user base. The Georgia judge overseeing an election interference case against former US President Donald Trump has thrown out some of the criminal charges. Judge Scott McAfee found six of the 41 counts against the presidential candidate lacked detail. He confirmed the charges could still be refiled at a later date. The former president was among 19 people charged with conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Social media influencer Andrew Tate is due to be extradited from Romania to the UK. A Romanian court has approved a British request to extradite him to face allegations of sexual violence dating back to 2012. But he'll first have to face a separate criminal trial in Romania. He and his brother, Tristan, are facing a slew of serious sexual abuse charges across both countries. You can now subscribe to stream Sky News channels and shows anytime for $5 per month. Visit skynews.com.au/stream.
Staying across Australia's local news when you're overseas has never been easier. For important headlines, travelling Aussies stream Australia Channel. $6 a month with no lock-in contract. Sign up now for a free week-long trial.
88.1 FM, The Wireless Weather.
Right, the weather right across the country at 6 o'clock. Very good morning to you. 15th of March today in the extremes. Whittyang at 19.9 degrees. Christchurch Central 3.7 degrees. Nelson 30 kilometres of wind blowing through there. And Taupo Airport has 6.2 millimetres of rain. Invercargill and Dunedin are both on 8 and 9 degrees. Chatham Island's only 6. Timaru on the east coast of the South Island, there 11 degrees. Christchurch dipped down to 4. Queenstown's got a little cooler, 9 degrees. On the west coast, 9 degrees at Franz Josef, 11 degrees in Westport. Nelson's on 14 and Blenheim 12. Across the Cook Strait to Wellington, 14 degrees there. Masterton 15, Napier 14. Palmerston North 13 degrees, New Plymouth 15. Taupo and Rotorua 13 and 15 degrees. Gisborne 19 degrees along with Tauranga. Hamilton has 14 degrees in Auckland and also Whangarei are both on. Oh, no, they're both on. Auckland's got 19 and Whangarei has 16 degrees. No reading from Kaitaia today. Something's happened with the thermometer there again today. Our short forecast for all New Zealand valid until midnight tonight for Northland to Taranaki, including the Coromandel Peninsula, the Bay of Plenty, Central High Country, also for Gisborne and Hawke's Bay. Periods of rain with possibly heavy falls easing from the south this afternoon. For Wanganui to Wellington, also for the Wairarapa, cloudy with isolated showers north of Kapiti Coast at first. Showers becoming